This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Zoo Crew is a Durham-based progressive jazz combo embedded in African diasporic music. They describe themselves more simply. Zoo Crew is Black American music. At shows, the audience learns about the band's influences and intentions, how and why they draw on North Carolina legends like John Coltrane and Max Roach, or from further afield as Mulatu Astatke or Fela Kuti. Zoo Crew's first album, Lucid, is a celebration of mentors and local stars within the global diaspora, featuring spoken word by Dasan Ahanu, along with contributions by trumpeter Al Strong and others. The pandemic pushed back the release of their newest album, but we are fortunate enough to get a glimpse at a couple of tracks today. Zoo Crew's drummer and founding member Jonathan Curry is here with me. John, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Talk about your bandmates, too, Alan Thompson, Kristen Sharp, and Russell Favre. John, the album release is on hold, and I wonder if that makes you kind of think more about the music. Do you kind of go back over the album and say, oh, now I've got a chance, I could get back in there?
Well, the funny thing is we actually recorded the music almost 2 years ago. So it has been a while since we've recorded the music, and I think that we've taken a lot of time to look over it, listen to it, and we second-guess things. But I think in those times, we've come to realize that it's important for us to put out music because as artists, as musicians, it's really easy for us to start overthinking artistic and musical decisions that we make. So we try to make sure that we basically just, you know, give what we have in the moment and not overthink it.
You have played with quite an array of musicians from Rhapsody, Branford Marsalis, many others. What influences make an appearance in your percussion on this latest album?
Oh, wow. It's hard to say. There's so many influences that I draw from on a daily basis. As a musician, growing up in church, being a gospel musician, having those influences, as well as other styles of music that I grew up listening to, such as R&B, hip-hop music, just all different types of music. So a lot of different influences.
Well, I want to take a listen to 2929. Before we do, is there anything we should know about that track before we listen to some of it?
Not specifically. 2929 is a song that was written by Alan Thompson that is going to most likely be our first single of this new release, and we wanted to put this song out first because we thought that it was a good introduction into what into the direction that Zoo Crew is trying to go. It's a shorter song. It's only really comprised of two parts, but I think that the vibe and the overall aesthetic of the music really speaks to where we're trying to go as musicians.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it. Now, it was a bit of 2929 by Durham's own Zoo Crew, and I'm here with drummer John Curry. John Curry, all right, settle up for this one, because this question, I just need to know the answer to this, and I don't know if it's answerable. So just stand
okay,
by.
Okay.
But it's a great vibe. It's got a lot going on. You can hear the repetition, right? So you can imagine as a producer, I could get some loops, and I could loop that and just keep playing it over and over again. And if I did that, it would sound robotic, and you would lose interest immediately. But because you were actually playing together, it didn't. So here's the question that can't be answered. What are you doing live to take something that is in some ways repetitive? There's a lot of change going on, and keep it from being robotic. What's happening to your body and the way you're striking those drums?
Okay, so as a drummer, the way that I approach music in a lot of scenarios, I have to look. The first time that I play through something, I have to play it a certain kind of way to establish the feel, establish the tempo, to allow people to know what it is that's going on. And then each time that we go through that form, I try to add something different or something new. And if it's a situation where I'm playing the same thing, it's a repetitive thing now that's being played, it's probably going to, like, what's going to change is how I'm playing it.
Mm.
So whether it be like, how do I explain this? Maybe just my dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Or just certain sounds that I'm trying to pull out of the drums. I just change certain things just to try to keep, you know, the audience there, keep people engaged in what we're doing.
That's very cool. I'm going to talk about some of your influence as well, and we'll get back to this idea of what it is you can change on that kit with the dynamics, how hard, where on the kit you are, where on the drum you want to hit it. But I would talk about some of your influences, like Fela Kuti, right? And some of your favorite tracks. Zombie, I understand, is something that's very influential to you.
Most definitely. I think artists like Fela have just been able to transcend things further than just music, but just socially as well, and politically in some situations. And music like that has definitely informed me and influenced me, as well as other members in Zoo Crew. I know I can speak specifically to Alan, our saxophone player, Alan Thompson, who is definitely influenced by Fela Kuti. And I think that songs like Zombie are extremely important because it's a song where Fela was using his power as a musician, as an artist, to actually try to incite some sort of change or to give people something to think about that was further than just music or something to dance to, but it was something that actually made people think. And I think that that's what influences us as musicians.
Well, let's play a little clip from Zombie.
Zombie, oh, zombie.
Zombie no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie.
Zombie no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie.
Zombie no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie.
Zombie no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie.
Zombie, oh, zombie.
Zombie, oh, zombie.
Zombie, oh, zombie.
Zombie, oh, zombie.
Tell him to go straight. Na joro, jara, joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Na joro, jara, joro. Tell him to go kill. Na joro, jara, joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Na joro, jara, joro. Tell him to go quench, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and die.
The clip from Zombie by Fela Kuti. I'm here talking about that, one of the musical influences of John Curry of Zoo Crew. Talk more about the context of that story. You talked about political messaging. What was going on with that song itself?
Okay, so with that song, or I want to talk a little bit about Fela really quickly.
Yeah.
For some people who might not understand, but it's interesting to me that Fela was born kind of into the struggle or into revolutionary mindset. Or in the mindset of change, seeing that his mother was actually an activist that was fighting against British colonialism in Nigeria. So I think it's super important to talk about that, because that definitely influenced who he was as a musician and the things that he did as a musician. Also, the song Zombie, they're actually referring to soldiers as zombies, like brainless, not able to think. And not soldiers, but soldiers, specifically Nigerian soldiers who were a part of the British colonialism, that were doing things against other Nigerian and indigenous African people. So Fela was calling those individuals out because they weren't realizing what they were doing. Right. So it was definitely a political statement.
Well, it was and is, and I wonder to what extent it still is. It seems to me that's the message today, to ask people to reflect on their role in some of the institutional violence that we've created. You know, on the one hand, hopefully not demonizing the individuals, but asking them, imploring them to examine carefully their role in all of this. Seems to me a completely apt song for now.
Exactly. And I think, like you said, it's extremely important for folks to realize that nobody's trying to demonize individuals. So to bring it back to situations that we're dealing with today, or the current socio-political climate, we're not demonizing individuals, but certain individuals are being demonized by the system. So when you talk out, you speak out against, for example, maybe if you're saying things like defund the police or saying things against the institution of policing, folks have to realize that we're not talking to specific individuals. We're talking about a system that has disenfranchised people, that has committed violence, state-sanctioned violence against people, groups of people. So I think that song is like, when you listen to Zombie today, it's the same thing when you look at maybe a police officer who is a person of color. It's a very similar situation because the system has created racism that exists inside of our culture and inside of our community. So if you're a person, if the system inherently has racial flaws or is racist in a lot of the ways that it you know, polices people, and as a black person or a person of color, you become a part of that system, then you are in some kind of way perpetuating, enhancing racism. So songs like that, I think, are super important to get people to just question certain things, you know, to realize that no matter what your job is, or, you know, if you're a police officer on a traffic stop, just remember that these are people as well. And for people who are actually being stopped, you know, just remember that the person that's coming to your car is a person as well. And we have to get to a point where we can reach each other on the level of humanity, as opposed to what your position is in this system of power.
Are these thoughts and the ideas that you're expressing now, are they making their way, or have they been a part of your music and your art? Do you find a way to integrate them?
So I think in Zoo Crew, there haven't been too many instances where we have sat down and purposely wrote music to speak to certain things. There have been times we have done that, but for the most part, we don't really sit down and try to write music to make a certain kind of statement. I think that who we are as people makes a statement,
right,
and that statement comes out in our music, whether we meant for it to or not.
You know, another one of your influences is Max Roach from North Carolina, who is very, very pointedly a member of the movement and very active in, you know, the fight for civil rights, as well as one of the great jazz musicians of all. What's his influence on you?
First and foremost, so Max Roach, I was really introduced to Max Roach when I attended North Carolina Central University, where I actually met the other founding members of Zoo Crew. And I was introduced by to Max Roach by Thomas Taylor, who was my percussion instructor, who really, Max Roach was kind of the bridge to me between what I was doing as a musician prior to coming to school and jazz music. And his approach to jazz music, his approach to soloing, his rhythmic approach, just things that he did in jazz music, things that he innovated in jazz music.
You know, well, let me. I'm going to interrupt you for a second because I know he said interesting things about a drum kit, which is considered, you know, sort of non-pitched percussion, unlike marimbas and congos and djembe sort of thing. And he really made it a point to say, well, you can call it non-pitched, but I make it a melodic instrument.
Most definitely. And I think that's probably one of the things that stuck out the most for me. It was Max Roach's style as a soloist kind of made you think about drums a different way. He actually was using the drums as a melodic instrument, as you mentioned. He was able to create melodic phrases and melodic movement using just a few kind of pitched instruments. Yeah. Because drums have no absolute pitch. It's a relative pitch instrument. It's not an absolute pitch instrument. So he was able to use those relative pitches and still create some sort of melodic, you know, phrasing that was easily understandable and recognizable to the listener.
Let's listen to some more of your music as I say thank you to Jonathan Curry, drummer for Zoo Crew. Also includes Alan Thompson, Kristen Sharp, Russell Favorite, and I want to close out with another track from your upcoming album. But first, thank you so much for being on the State of Things.
Oh, thank you for having me.
State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, here's Zoo Crew.